Page 53, Measure Number 24-455, Marion County Fire District Number 1. Tax levy for staffing a dedicated emergency response fire engine. Question, shall MCFD number 1 levy taxes of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years beginning 2021-2022 for fire engine staffing? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, the 2016 approved levy of 71 cents expired in June 2020, resulting in revenue loss of $2.4 million, layoff of 12 emergency responder positions, and closure of 2 fire stations. It also forced the elimination of 2.5 fully dedicated and staffed fire engines. This caused response times to increase. The fire district is proposing a levy of 59 cents per $1,000 during the May election. This levy would fund the staffing of a fire and emergency response engine for 5 years and reduce response times. The cost, $162 per year or $13.50 a month for a property with an assessed value of $275,000. The fire district is not part of, nor does it receive funding from, any city, county, or state government. It is considered a separate taxing authority. More information on the replacement levy can be found at www.mcfd1.com. Levy proceeds will be used to staff a dedicated fire and emergency response engine and would raise an estimated $2,052,900 in 2021-2022, $2,114,500 in 2022-2023, $2,177,900 in 2023-2024, $2,243,300 in 2024-2025, and $2,310,600 in 2025-2026. The total estimated amount of tax to be raised is $10,899,200 over 5 years. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of estimate and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. Explanatory statement. The Board of Directors for Marion County Fire District No. 1, the Fire District, voted on February 18, 2021 to place a local option levy in the amount of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value on the May 18, 2021 ballot. Who does the district serve? Marion County Fire District No. 1 serves approximately 55,000 people over 80 square miles, including the communities of Four Corners, Middle Grove, Pratum, McClay, Brooks, Clear Lake, Lake Labish, and Chemeketa College. It provides fire suppression, emergency medical service, ambulance transport, rescue services, and fire prevention services. The fire district responded to 8,118 emergency calls last year, an increase of 50% since 2013. How is the district funded and staffed? The district is not part of, nor does it receive funding from any city, county, or state government. It is a separate taxing special district that has been providing emergency services since 1939. MCFD number 1 emergency operations are funded through a permanent property tax base rate of $1.90 per $1,000 assessed value. In May 2016, voters approved a levy for 71 cents per $1,000 assessed property value for fire and emergency service operations. That levy was not renewed by voters and expired in June 2020, resulting in revenue loss of $2.4 million, 30% of all funding for emergency operations, for fiscal year 2020-2021. This loss of revenue resulted in layoffs of 12 emergency firefighter paramedics, reduced staff emergency apparatus from 5.5 to 3 units, and permanently closing 2 fire stations. Call volumes have increased 50% in 8 years and response times have increased. When responding to calls, firefighters may only be able to fight a fire from outside the building versus an interior attack, which puts lives and property at greater risk. At times, there are no emergency units available to respond to calls. How would levy funds be used? If approved, the levy would hire 9 emergency personnel to improve response times, restore 1 fully staffed 24/7 fire and emergency response engine for the public. What is the cost to taxpayers? The levy would last for 5 years and cost $59 yearly, $4.92 a month, per $1,000 of your property's assessed value. Please note that the assessed value of your property is lower than the market or sale value. What if the levy is not approved? If the levy is not approved, MCFD number 1 will not be able to meet the increasing emergency services demanded by the public. This will continue to result in longer response times for emergencies and fewer emergency response apparatus in service. For more information, it can be found at www.mcfd1.com or contacting Fire Chief Kyle McMahon, telephone 503-588-6535 or kylem@mcfd1.com. This information furnished by Anna Kramer, Marion County Fire District Number 1. Page 54, an argument in favor of 24-455, Marion County citizens. Measure 24-455 is a must pass. This funding will allow Marion County Fire District Number 1 to reopen a full-time fire engine in order to help handle the increasing call volumes and deal with emergencies that happen every day in the district. Measure 24-455 does not fully restore our funding, but would greatly improve our response capabilities and provide for a safer community. Since the failure of the last levy and the loss of $2.4 million in funds, Marion County Fire District has lost 33% of the career firefighters it once employed. Additionally, Marion County Fire District Number 1 has closed two stations and no longer has any full-time fire engines in the district to respond to what will be close to 8,500 calls this year. This will be another 5-7% increase in the number of calls we respond to multiple times every day. Residents do not have adequate resources to effectively respond to a major incident, and coupled with the continuation of losing experienced volunteers and stressed resources from neighboring departments, makes for a very bad situation for those that depend on our help. Every metric we use to measure the safety standards the public receives has gone up, and this is not good. The time it takes to get to you, get you to the hospital, get enough firefighters on scene to a house fire or major incident have all increased. I have been a part of MCFD1 for 20-plus years, and for the first time ever, we have put 911 calls on hold, at times been unable to provide help to surrounding communities, and are looking at not being able to provide certain non-emergency services to our community that improves the safety of our citizens, especially the elderly and disabled. Join us and vote yes on Measure 24-455 for a safer Marion County Fire District Number 1. Sincerely, Juan D. DeLeon, Jr., Marion County Professional Firefighters. This information furnished by Juan D. DeLeon, Jr., Marion County Professional Firefighters. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 54, another argument in support. Current emergency service levels are unsafe. Please vote yes on Measure 24-455. Marion County Fire District Number 1 lost 30% of its revenues, or $2.4 million, to provide emergency services last year when its local option levy was not renewed. Loss of the levy revenue meant it had to close two fire stations, laying off 12 full-time firefighter paramedics, and reducing the number of staffed emergency apparatus from 5.5 to 3 units. Call volumes have increased 50% in 8 years. Fewer firefighters and staffed apparatus mean emergency response times are increasing. Often there is just one unit to cover our entire 80 square miles service area. At times there are no emergency response units at all. Our response times have increased by 1 minute and 4 seconds since last year. Every second counts when you have an emergency. A fire doubles in size every 30 seconds. Victims of heart attack and stroke risk heart muscle and brain damage every 60 seconds that they are deprived of oxygen. This is an unsafe situation for our community and its firefighters. The original levy amount was 71 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. Our fire district is asking voters to consider a local option levy for a lesser amount of 59 cents per $1,000. Funding would be used to improve response times by filling 9 of the 12 emergency responder positions that were cut and replacing a dedicated and fully staffed unit back in service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The levy would last for 5 years and cost $59 yearly, or $4.92 a month per $1,000 of your home's assessed value. A home's assessed value is lower than its market value. Please join us and vote yes on this important public safety measure. More information about the local option levy can be found on the Fire District's website at www.mcfd1.com. This information furnished by Michael Welter, Marion County Fire District 1 Board of Directors. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 55, another argument in support. Vote yes on Measure 24-455. Marion County Fire District Number 1 needs our yes vote in May to bring back a 24/7 fire engine to our community and to hire 9 firefighter paramedics. In January, the fire district was forced to lay off 12 firefighter paramedics, 30% of the workforce. Because our community voted down a levy of 71 cents per $1,000 in November that resulted in the fire district losing $2.4 million. This revenue loss also resulted in the community losing a dedicated 24/7 fire engine to respond to medical calls, car accidents, and fires. The levy in May is for 59 cents per $1,000 and will ensure that our community has a fire engine 24/7. Without this levy, MCFD1 will continue to operate at a severely reduced level, which is putting our community safety at risk. Our community's need for emergency services is growing. Over the last 5 years, the fire district has seen a consistent increase in the number of emergency calls it responds to. This will only continue because of our aging population and the growing trend to rely on emergency services for non-emergent healthcare needs. To keep pace with the growing call volume, the fire district must provide additional resources and people to respond to these calls. Neighbors, I understand that taxes can sometimes put a strain on us financially, but having a fully functional, highly trained, and responsive, ready fire district is vitally important to our community and its overall safety. I view the fire district like an insurance policy. I hope I never have to use it, but if I do want it to be there as quickly as possible and to be very well trained. The 59 cents per $1,000, about $10 a month for my property, is a small price to pay for peace of mind and the sense of security we all deserve to feel. Please vote yes on Measure 24-455. Sincerely, Nicholas Sines. This information furnished by Nicholas Sines. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 55, another argument in support. I want to make sure everyone understands that our emergency services require us to help fund them. We are in a bizarre area where city and county boundaries zigzag in and out, and being county residents requires us to help fund these essential services. MCFD1 has already gone before our county commissioners seeking assistance, and there is nothing they can do to help. It is up to our community to keep our emergency services up and running at safe levels, which they are currently not. No one likes taxes, but there are other things to dispute other than our emergency services. We are in an ever-growing area that isn't slowing down. More traffic and more people equals more risk of accidents, fires, and medical emergencies. Residents are already feeling the negative effects of not having emergency services in a timely manner. That's not a good feeling or position to be in for the patient or first responders. MCFD1 needs this levy to meet the increasing demand for 911 calls from our community. We also can't always depend on volunteers to be available to respond with the number of volunteers decreasing. We need trained and paid professionals available 24/7 to take care of our community. This May levy will allow MCFD1 to hire back or rehire 9 of the paramedic firefighters that had to be let go in January. It will also put 1 fire engine back in service. Please support our first responders so they can support us. We need to keep building a strong neighborhood community. And to do that, we need emergency services. No one should ever have to be told they aren't a priority when calling 911 for anything. If you have questions, please reach out to MCFD1 for answers. Please vote yes. Nicholas Tarter, Haynesville, Jan Ray Neighborhood Association Organizer. This information furnished by Nicole Tarter, Haysville Janry Neighborhood Association. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were submitted in opposition to this measure.